In today's Mishnah, we learn the third and fourth Mishnah from the third Perek of Masechta Mikvah. The Mishnah begins, Boshu Malei Maim She'uvim. If you have a pit that is filled up with drawn water, so someone turned on the tap and filled it up, it's completely invalid to be used as a mikvah. V'amah Nechneset Lo V'yotzeh Mimeno. And then there's a stream of rainwater that's flowing into it and going straight out of it as well. Mishnah says, Lanu B'psulo. That mikvah will always remain pasul and shitchashel until you can calculate shelo nishtayam min harishon. There's no water remaining from the water that was originally there, so from that tap water, shalosh logim. All that remains is 3 log. So here this is different to yesterday. Yesterday we said if it was invalid because 3 log of drawn water fell into it, then as long as you filled it up and the same quantity that was originally in there had now spilled out of it, then that was okay. Meaning we can say that the first waters pushed out, so the second water simply pushed out the first water that was invalid. And that was quite a leniency. And the Ravid explains, and that's because there the issue was rabbinic. Meaning here, if it's completely filled with drawn water, it's completely pasul min haTorah. So therefore, you have to calculate and start considering all the various mixing algorithms according to one understanding. Meaning, you can't just say, okay, there's 40 seah in it, or just as long as 40 seah spills out, because when you add water into it, what comes out is also going to be some of the water you add into it. So a cut in the in the extension calculates it have to be 12,800 seah. There's ways of calculating that. In any event, which we deal with this case more stringently. Shneim shu mitilim la mikveh. Two people are pouring into a mikveh that is doesn't have 40 seah yet. Zeh logo mechetz ve zeh logo mechetz. Each of them pour into each get buckets and they're each less than 3 logs, each 1.5 log. Or hasochet ksuto umetil mimakumat harbe. Or he has a wet garment and he squeezes it into it, so that's drawn water. And therefore, the water is going to fall out in different locations, meaning from different parts in the cloth, in the beged itself. It doesn't come out from one place. Or someone uses a kli like a watering can, such that it has lots of perforations at the opening, and the water is pouring out in multiple locations. Rabbi Akiva says in that situation, that would be machshir, that would be fine. We have to explain that in a moment. However, Chachamim say it's psoposlim, it's completely pasul. So Amr Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva justifies his position. He says, Lo Amar, Amru, they didn't say Chachamim that says the drawn water is pasul and mikvah. They said, didn't say metilim ila matil. Meaning, his tradition was, it says, anyone whose matil pours in shlosh alugin, into drawn water into mikvah, that is pasul. And it says matil in the singular. That means if 2 people did it, or it was being poured from multiple different locations, then it wouldn't be a problem. However, Amru lo lo kach ve lo kach amru. They didn't say metilin, they didn't say matil. Chachamim says, no, the tradition is ela shenaflu lo shlosh alugin. The tradition is that a mikveh is mikveh that's chaser, less than 40 seah, that fell into it 3 log, it would be invalid. So then, therefore, it doesn't matter if it was 1 or 2 people, or if it came from a jumper or a watering can, all situations according to Chachamim would be pasul. Let's now learn Mishnah Dalet. If it was mekli echad mishnei kelim or trosha kelim, if, again, working with the Shiva Chachamim, if the 3 log are pointed to the mikveh from 1, 2, or 3 kelim, then the mitzvah will be a problem. However, if they happen to be poured in from 4 different kelim, then they're not mitzvah, they wouldn't combine to pasul the mikveh. We're going to qualify this towards the end of the Mishnah. Similarly, Bal Keri HaCholish Naflu Alav Tisha Kavim. If you recall back in Misach HaBracha, when we started learning together, there was a Mishum Takan at Ezra, there was a decree in order to somewhat temper the relationships family relationships, which is say the Talmud Chacham had, that they said a Bal Keri, someone who had a seminal mission, is not allowed to learn Torah unless he goes to a mikveh, or if he's a Choleh, if he has Tisha Lugim, meaning of Tisha Kavim, sorry, of water poured upon him. So if he had that fall upon him, or someone who is tahor, and he had 3 lug of water, drawn water, poured upon him, and is tameh by way of attacking a gzera chachamim, that we learned about in Masechta Shabbos. The basis of the gzera is they were concerned that what in the times of Mishnah, the mikvah were dirty. They would go to mikvah and then bathe. And after a while, people thought, that why should I get dirty? I'll just bathe and become Torah, not realize that which was afforded them Tahara was a mikvah. So one of the takanot was that if someone came rosho, rubo, fell on rosho, rubo, fell on him 3 log of drawn water, that would make him tameh in order so people wouldn't make a mistake with understanding what makes someone Tahara. So in all these situations, where the Baal Keri is trying to become Tahor of Mishum Takana Ezra, or there's someone who's Rosh Hashanah Rubo came Shlosha Lugamayim, if it's Mikli Echad Mishnei Kelim or Shlosha, if the water that fell on him was from one, two, or three Kelim, then the Mitzdarev. If it's from four Kelim, then they're not Mitzdarev, it does not combine, and it wouldn't have that effect. It would Matara the Baal Keri, it would make Tama the person who went Rosh Hashanah Rubo under the water. However, B'medvim Amurim, when do we say that the one, two, or three Kelim can combine? That's bizman sheyitchil hasheni ad shelo pasak arishon. That is when they're in quick succession from one another. Meaning, as the one's being poured, the second one begins to be poured as well after that. So they're going in quick succession. Meaning, sorry, the second one is poured before the first one has ceased. That's more accurate. And again, b'meva adavarim amurim. When do we say that it's limited to three but not four? Meaning, four wouldn't combine. That's bizman shelo nitkaven lerabot. That's only when the person had no intention of adding more water. Meaning he was just pouring those two or three, or I should say, the kelim, and he happened to pour another one after. Aval nitka ben rabot. If he intended from the outset to pour all four in, then I feel cruel to b'choshana. Even if he's pouring like small whiskey glasses worth of water the whole year long, then they would mitzdarf. They definitely would combine to three lug, and for a mikveh situation, it would make that mikveh pasul. So in other words, again, when we're breaking up this three lug and we limit, we say that. If it's in one or two or three kelim combined and four not, well, again, depends on the context. If someone wanted to try and fill up a mikveh with drawn water in that fashion, then it doesn't matter how small the kelim are, it would make it possible. Those are Mishnah today. And sorry, also to add, very importantly, also the requirement that they're in quick succession also would apply, because he says it can happen kol hashana, it can be done throughout the whole year, that the requirement that a quick succession in order for them to combine doesn't apply if your intention is to fill the mikvah up in that way. Again, those are Mishnah today.